So, good morning or good noon now at the moment. I am Martin Hoták from Library of the Czech Academy of Sciences, and I will introduce our project ArcLib, which is concerned on development of open source software for long-term preservation, and it concerned on digitized material in libraries mainly. This project is at the moment solved by three big libraries, Library of the Czech Academy of Sciences, Moravian Library in Brno, and the National Library of the Czech Republic. And together with us is in the project also Masaryk University in Brno and one commercial company which is doing programming and coding. This project is funded from Ministry of Culture, and it started in 2016, and it will finish in 2020, and budget is around 150,000 euros. The goal, the main goal, is to develop open source solution for long-term preservation. Something such is, for example, Archivematica, and I will talk a bit also about Archivematica on the next slide. And also we prepared some methodologies concerning logical preservation and bit-level preservation, which will be especially prepared for the Czech libraries, but also might be used for other libraries. State of archiving in the Czech libraries is not very developed in some sense, because there is only one solution in the national library, which is using commercial system, and other libraries are just creating copies, and that's it. There is not any logical preservation system. So this was a reason why we started to work on this project. We had some inspiration from area around. We knew about National Digital Library. Also, Archivematica was started in use in Czech National Archive, and also we watched some foreign projects in Finland, in Germany, and also we checked some system as Archivematica, RODA, which is also based on Fedora, such as Archivematica, and we also were trying to find some inspiration from a commercial solution such as Rosetta or Preservica. Concerning Archivematica, at the beginning we were thinking that we will use Archivematica as the core of the system and we will build around this our solution, but then we find out that Archivematica is quite big software and it's maybe too general for us, and also there were some parts which were not developed, and something which was not too certain how it should be used, and also maybe documentation for us was not very working. So we found out that Archivematica could be also good inspiration for us in some approaches, but we decided that we will use Archivematica just like a system for creation of SIP packages, submission information packages, and not as a core of the system. Concerning standards, we sticked to ISO standards, and also we have some national standards for digitized data. So this was standards for us which were at the first moment very important for us. Concerning next development, we will also maybe stick to some other formats, and for some we will also develop or concern this development on some other documents than just digitized data from libraries, but maybe on some born digital documents and so on, which might be also used for, let's say, publications at university environment. Also, we knew that there are some open source tools we could use for format identification, validation, and technical metadata extraction. So these are softwares we also use in our solution. And here you can see diagram with functional requirements. On the left hand side, this is not part of the ArcLib, the new solution, but these systems could be used for creating of SIP package. For example, ProArc is one of the systems used for creating digital metadata for digital documents, so we can use this for creation of SIP package. And then in ArcLib there are several parts. One is ArcLib ingest, where there is where is prepared archival information package. Data management is concerning on indexing and workflow management. Archival storage is connection to that some bit level storage, which we recommend for which we recommend CEF as a open source solution. And on access, we are creating a dissemination information package, which is very similar to SIP package. And also there is some preservation planning connected to the system. There are, for example, formats of registry or formats or registry of formats or registry of workflows. I think this is one of the most important parts. It's archival information package, and we decided that this archival information package will consist of two parts. One will be SIP package in its clear form, 100% form, so we can provide it back to the user. And user in our mean it's usually library or administrator in the library. And then we have to create some metadata which we will extract from a SIP package, and these metadata will be let's say metadata which will be used for the workflow and for the managing of the stored data. And we will use some data extracted from SIP package and some data which will be generated by RCLIP on ingest, such as who is data provider, what workflow is should be used for archiving, and so on. On next slides, I have more details about this part, but I don't have time for this, so I will switch to almost last slide. So RCLIP is solution for logical and bit-level preservation. It doesn't have pre-ingest module, so some other software should be used for that, for creation of SIP packages. It's a system for management of archival packages, and it's a dark archive. It doesn't have interface for end users. It just gives back the stored and archived content to the user, which, as I said, is usually some library. And concerning release harmonogram, at the moment we are testing prototype, and in 2020 it will be full version. And if you want to know more, you can check this address and you will see more. And there is also development on the GitHub. So thank you very much.